This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Milky Monday.
Dave, we saw a nice increase in last week's weighted average at the global dairy trade auction, mainly due to some increased buying from China.
Question really is why? You know, why was China? And it's North Asia, so that includes South Korea and Japan. And Japan's milk production has been down about 4%. So technically, they could have been in there buying as well. However, they're more regulated and typically source their product through tenders as opposed to going through GDT. As far as China's concerned, let's say they're back in here a little bit more aggressively. Why is that? From our office in Singapore and our contacts on the ground in China, we're not getting the sense that end users feel like they've missed something. In fact, if you look at the milk price in China recently, it's been heading lower quite aggressively. That doesn't tell us that there's a shortage of milk on the ground in China.
Tuesday.
Probably seeing more cattle movement for a lot of reasons. You know, there's a lot of movement coming in from other states and movement within our state. In the Division of Animal Health, we concentrate as far as our rules quite a lot on movement of animals as a means to control disease spread.
Wednesday.
You know, when we sit down with people for the first time and they start asking various questions, everyone should have a good understanding of what their baseline is and where they sit currently. And I don't mean from an investment standpoint. You know, the easiest way for me to explain it is everybody has some form of financial junk drawer. You know, I have this account over here and I have this CD over here. And once upon a time, I had this investment. I don't know if it's still around. And really allowing people to take a few minutes aside from just the once a year when their banker calls them and says, I need a PFS, to really understand where everything is from an asset and liability standpoint. The easiest way to explain it is the assets minus the liabilities leaves you with your net worth. If you look at decisions and financial decisions much more broadly, it makes things much more clear when you look at it this way, because if you have X amount of liquid asset to be able to deploy to help increase your net worth, it might not always be throwing it at a new investment. Sometimes it might be helping reduce the right side of the balance sheet or debt that may be a little bit higher. And I think allowing yourself to be able to lay these items out, not only does it allow you to be able to really coordinate and organize your goals and objectives, but also give you something to refer back to from time to time.
Thursday.
Government officials and dairy experts are gathered in Indiana as the testimony continues on USDA's federal milk marketing order. Dairy producers are making their case for changes to the pricing program as we get the latest from National Milk's Chris Galen. Chris?
So the USDA is now in the fifth week of its hearing looking at the federal order system. This is the first really comprehensive soup to nuts review of the milk pricing system in more than a generation. And they've gone through a number of the issues that National Milk has raised in our proposals, as well as those suggested by various other dairy groups. Right now, they're looking at the issue of Class 1 pricing. The Class 1 issue is a very sensitive one because we know that the change that was made in the 2018 Farm Bill to move away from the higher of Class 1 pricing system to use an average of, that has cost dairy farmers hundreds of millions of dollars collectively in revenue. So we are arguing that we need to go back to the system the way it was prior to the passage of the 2018 Farm Bill. In addition to that, we are expecting the hearing to soon turn its attention to one of our other proposals on Class 1 pricing, and that is updating the individual Class 1 differentials in each of the 3,500 counties across the country. For the most part, those differentials will increase based on our proposal.
Friday.
There are different kinds of seaweed around the world. There is some interesting research that it can reduce methane production. Besides the seaweed, we see other products that farmers can look at. Essential oils, a number of those are commercially available. Feed additives such as rumensin would be a factor there. And some of the ration modifications of feeding higher starch diet. Polyunsaturated fats will also reduce methane production as well. So what the group from the Netherlands did is they looked at the three most common types of seaweed that are found in the northwestern parts of Europe, and that would include colors brown, red, and green, and that's how they described them. They had 64 Holstein cows, and they looked at each of these three seaweed groups here and along with controls. Results are interesting. One of the seaweeds, Saccharomyces lathium, had the best response.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to DairyRadio.com.
Dairy Rewind.